That's the band, the Barr Brothers, on their debut album of the same name. Brad Barr on vocals and guitar, brother Andrew on drums, and then Andreas Vial on pump organ and Sarah Page on harp? Say what? Let's find out more. The Barr Brothers, the brothers, not the band, were born in Rhode Island. They went to school at Berklee College of Music here in Boston and are on a tour that's taken them to Western Massachusetts, so they join us from the studios of New England Public Radio in Amherst. Brad, you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Andrew, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
And we understand Sarah is there as well. Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Let's start at the end of the CD and the beginning of your story. Let's listen to the song Sarah Through the Wall. So Sarah Page sort of plucking the harp there. Brad, you're on guitar. And we understand that this was the beginning of a lovely friendship in Montreal when you roomed next to each other. What happened?
I moved into an apartment building and Sarah was my next door neighbor. And so I used to hear her playing her harp through my bedroom wall. That song, actually, Sarah Through the Wall, was interesting because I heard her playing this little piece, this little motif, kind of repeating it, and I liked it so much that I took the little bit that I heard and I wrote the rest of the song and then went to her house and knocked on her door and said, well, let's learn it together. And that was sort of the beginning.
Sarah, you'd been a classically trained harpist. So what was this transition like? On the other side of your wall are these two rockers from, you know, the Berklee School of Music. What was that like?
I'd been doing a lot of improvising with some other bands in Montreal for a few years, but certainly with Brad and Andrew, the blues influence is really foreign to me. If you just try to play Delta blues on the harp, it can sound pretty cheesy, and it's not really been done before. So trying to find a way into that, if you go further back to the roots of that music, to Mali, they've got the kora, and at the time that I started becoming interested in that, again, I discovered my neighbor, Nathalie Gagnon, this wonderful lady in Montreal, playing the kora.
So you've got all this music coming from these apartments, apparently.
Yeah. And actually, Andy and I had been to school together, Andreas and I had been to school together, and just before he joined the band, I actually moved into the apartment next to him. Mm-hmm. So he was hearing Brad coming over to my place, and Brad and Andrew would be in my apartment, and we'd be working on this music together, and that was how Andreas first heard a lot of this music, was through my wall.
It's probably now that I need you the most, when one half child and the other ghost, and one of them wants to pull you close and the other let you go.
Well, Andrew, you're there, you're on the drums, right?
Yes.
Yes, keeping the beat there with a harpist. And along comes, to add to this, Andreas Vial, who plays bass and keyboards like the pump organ. Tell us about making this sound gel.
We all have actually listened to a lot of West African music, which kind of, oddly enough, seems to incorporate. There's the kora, the West African harp, and these many kind of guitar variations, the ngoni, and the rhythms that come out of the drums, especially in Mali and like the Ali Farka Touré school of the kind of blues.
Can you guys give me an example of where you think this West African influence, you know, where if we listened we could hear it?
Try Give the Devil Back His Heart.
A lot of people think on Give the Devil Back His Heart that there's like a thumb piano or a marimba or something, but it's actually the harp run through a big old Ampeg amplifier that's distorted.
And I stuffed toilet paper in the strings to kind of shape the sound a little bit.
Every bone I beg, every puppet show.
So that's Give the Devil Back His Heart from the Barr Brothers' new CD, The Barr Brothers. And Brad Barr, I just want to ask you about another playing technique. When people watch you perform the cut Beggar in the Morning, they're like scratching their heads because they say it looks like you're waving your hands trying to swish away flies or something. But there is a musical method here, string bow technique. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's a something I learned from watching a violinist from the group Tarif de Hedouks. It's a trick where instead of using a bow on the violin or the guitar, you tie a little piece of sewing thread, or I think in his case, he was using a horsehair from his bow. I use a little piece of polyester thread. It's pretty fascinating. You kind of have to see it to really sink in. But even when you see it, it can just look like I'm gesturing pretentiously in the air because the string is so thin.
Well, we'll post the video at hereandnow.org. In the meantime, let's listen to a little of Beggar in the Morning and hear it. It sounds like the beginning of When You See a Chance, Take It, the Stevie Winwood. I just realized
oh,
that.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't it? Wow. And I mean that as a compliment. Either of the Barr brothers chime in, because people here in the New England area might be familiar with your band, The Slip. It was your band in high school and also at Berklee College of Music. And that's so different from what you're doing today. Let's listen to a little of Even Rats from the Slip album, Eisenhower.
Even rats, no trouble's gonna come to the edge of the city. See the little guys running here spring. It's nice in Canada.
And people might also recognize this from Guitar Hero that was featured there. So that's a switch up from The Slip to the Barr Brothers. Andrew, why? Or Brad, chime in, why?
Oh, man. Well, The Slip you're right. It began in high school, and we experimented with so many different kinds of music throughout the years. And then it was kind of like, it felt like that scene in Forrest Gump where he's running and all of a sudden he just kind of stops, decides to change paths.
Well, I would add to, I mean, The Slip is, it actually, we still do perform, and you know, we never said The Slip is over. We just kind of took a long pause to move to Montreal. And everything really just started falling into place with this new set of music and these new friends that we were playing with. And it's been a welcome sort of change of pace.
Well, the Barr Brothers then with The Slip, an ongoing rock and roll band, but also now with the Barr Brothers band, along with Sarah Page on harp and Andreas Vial on keyboards, pump organ. Their new CD is also called The Barr Brothers. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Brad and Andrew Barr and Sarah Page on harp. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
I'm a beggar in the morning. I'm a king at night. My belt is loose, my trigger is tight. They come without warning, at the speed of the light. Make it shine so pretty, make it shine so bright.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.